Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. Growing up as a Protestant, these words were very unsettling to me. When I questioned my pastor at the time about these words, she said that we should not take them literally. But they seem pretty literal. So much, in fact, that if we read on from this chapter in John, we will see that Jesus loses many followers because of these words. He doubles down even as people are walking away from him. He will turn to his disciples and then ask if they too are going to walk away. A very human thing to do as people are rejecting you. With all that context, it's hard not to see these words as literal. Today we celebrate an entire feast day dedicated to the Eucharist, dedicated to the miracle that happens at each and every Mass, the miracle that Jesus comes down to us again in body and blood, a little Christmas celebration at each Mass, another incarnation in a way into our world. Christ comes into our world again and again, offering himself to us again and again, this time to feed us with grace. His first time coming was to teach us and to show us the way. The second time he comes to us in the Eucharist is to give himself to us and give us the grace so that we can live our life as he taught us. Receiving the Eucharist each week can become mundane for us. It can lose its miraculous effects on us when we receive it so often. Not ideal, but we do still receive grace. The Eucharist is not a reward for showing up to Mass. It's a remedy to heal us, and it's food to strengthen us. If we allow ourselves to fade into distraction and receive this great gift with a hard heart, we will quickly find that the grace we receive from this sacrament will have no effect upon us. It stops being medicine, and instead starts to become a vaccine against the faith. Because when we receive constantly without thinking, when we receive without using the grace to be more like Christ in our daily life, then the changing of bread and wine into the body and blood means nothing, because we ourselves do not change when we receive it. The word Eucharist is a Greek word that means thanksgiving. That should help us to understand how we are supposed to change, to be more thankful people for the gifts that God has given us in our life and continues to give us. To be a thankful person is to be a more generous person. A thankful person is more sacrificial. A thankful person is more humble and patient. A thankful person relies more and more on God. A thankful person is more like Christ. We are infinitely blessed to be able to receive and not only participate in Mass, but to actually receive the Lord himself and hidden in bread and wine. Let's work to wake up to that miracle and realize how blessed we are, and then use that grace as a means to grow in our daily life to be more and more like Christ. Let's work to be a living, breathing tabernacle.